coloring the news red and blue. It's the Friday Mixer. When it comes to believing what you see or hear or read, it turns out your politics informs your opinion of that information a lot. A new state survey dubbed the first of its kind finds 8 in 10 California Republicans have little or no trust in the mainstream news media and believe it's been too hard on President Donald Trump. But for state Democrats, it's quite the opposite. In fact, more than two-thirds of them say the media isn't tough enough on the administration. Those findings come from a new poll out of UC Berkeley's Institute of Government Studies, or IGS. And the poll's director is Mark DiCamillo. He joins me right now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing, Steve?
I'm well. We're also joined by Sean Illing, who writes for Vox News. He's on the line as well. Hi, Sean.
Hey.
Mark, I'm going to start with you and your poll. This isn't surprising, right? How would you exemplify it? I mean, what do we mean when we say mainstream media?
Well, this was a very broad definition. So first, people should understand what the question was. And the question was pretty much derived from a Gallup poll question that had been asked back in September. And it basically asks, how much trust and confidence do you have in the mass media, such as newspapers, TV, radio, and the internet, when it comes to reporting the news fully, accurately, and fairly? So it's a very broad definition. Mass media, you know, is the term that I would use. Mainstream, not so much.
How much has all those years of talk radio chipped away at the trust of, I'll say, mainstream media or the mass media?
Well, I think it makes plenty of sense, right? You have a conservative industrial media complex that really started on the radio. And the people who work in that space, the Rush Limbaughs of the world, have spent years and years systematically demonizing the mainstream media and accusing it of extraordinary bias. And they have been conditioning their audiences to not trust anything essentially with which they don't agree, or anything that comes from the mainstream media or the legacy media or CNN, even anything like that. They're conditioned to reflexively dismiss it because they consider this the enemy, and the people that they listen to on the right have been telling them this. So it's no surprise that they've come to distrust everything they read and hear.
Mark, you write that Republicans and Democrats live in alternate universes. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean the magnitude of the differences in the answers to these questions are just startling to me. Usually you see these kinds of differences only when you're polling on particular partisan races where there's a Democrat in the race or a Republican in the race. But here we're talking about the media at large, which, you know, you would think there might be a little more convergence. But, you know, the Democrats, 75%, have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in the media, whereas the Republicans, it's nearly 8 in 10 saying they don't.
You frame this poll, Mark, as the first of its kind here in California. And with that in mind, what are we to make of its findings? I mean, is this a reflection of how things have always been in the state? Or do you think this is the result of the current political climate here?
Oh, I think it's very much the result of the last few years of politics in America. And the evidence for that really does come from the Gallup poll, because they've been asking the question for many years. And nationally, they're showing even lower confidence in the media for both parties, but they still have a 36-point gap between the two parties, and that gap has widened. So although we don't have any prior measures here in California, I would assume that this is a pretty historically wide divide.
Sean, I know the release of this poll coincides with obviously a very, very big political story. The confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch today to the United States Supreme Court. The Senate rules were changed. The nuclear option was invoked. What did that tell you, do you think, about the state of politics in our country?
Well, it tells me that the people are as balkanized as the media is. It's true that people want affirmation more than information, and I think that's true of the left and of the right. But there is something fundamentally different that's been happening on the right. I mean, they have constructed an alternative reality. It's not an accident that a post-fact candidate won in the Republican Party. And they have built a world based on lies, and to sustain that, you have to prop it up with untruths.
Well, didn't the post-fact candidate, though, Sean, win? I mean, we're talking 80, 90,000 votes in three states in the Midwest where things were really tough for the steelworker, former steelworker in Pennsylvania, or a car maker in Michigan, who wasn't getting necessarily news from InfoWars or from some other right-wing outlet.
Well, this is part of the problem. When you have so many attacks on the media, the goal isn't necessarily to get people to believe untrue things. The goal often is to muddy the waters so that people don't know what to trust anymore, so that they become cynical and skeptical of all sources of information. And I think that's what happened.
You know, Mark and Sean, I'll ask this of both of you right now. In the gas tax vote that took place last night in the Assembly and the Senate, it passed, by the way, and Governor Jerry Brown's going to sign it, so this will go into law. Some Republicans voted alongside Democrats in the state, so there is a bipartisanship, at least a minimal amount of it, here in California. Does either party at this point have anything to gain by working with one another?
Personally, I think so. I think all the incentives are misaligned in this way. I think that because people now go to places to get information that is going to tell them what they already want to believe, that people live in these sort of information bubbles, politicians are more comfortable just playing to their side because their side is only going to get the story that they want them to get. And I think that gives them cover.
Mark, what about you? This isn't your first time at the media rodeo. You've seen this before. I mean, do you think that the parties and people in those parties have anything to gain by having bipartisanship?
Well, I think it boils down to that particular vote that happened yesterday in California. It was a close vote. I mean, it was overwhelmingly partisan in its shape. If you look at the vote, there were a few stray people voting one way or the other outside their party. But in the end, I think the people who did tip the balance, and I think there were a few Republicans that helped the vote to pass, had to do with self-interest. They were given things that would benefit their own district.
Sean, this idea of a fair press, is it the fact that we can get any information that we want at any time that we want it? Does that, do you think, make us more politically polarized?
I don't even think that's really debatable. I mean, unfortunately, the paradox of having more information available is that it places more responsibility on the individual consumer or the individual reader to discern for him or herself what is true and what is false. But the problem is that most people simply prefer to have the version of reality that they desire beamed back at them.
Sean Illing, Vox News. Mark DiCamillo over at UC Berkeley. Interesting conversation. Thanks to you both for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.